Chapter 27. The order of existence created for men by the very saintly Ashiata Shirmash. Beelzebub went on to relate the following. My research and investigations also made clear to me that after the very saintly Ashiata Shirmash had pondered on Mount Vaziniyama and had drawn up a definite plan in his mind for his further most saintly activities, he did not return to the city of Babylon, but went straight to the city of Jul-Fapal, the capital of a country then called Kurlantek, situated in the middle of the continent of Asia. On arriving there, he first of all entered into relations with the brethren of the Chaftanturi Brotherhood, which had its place of existence not far from that city, and whose name signified to be or not to be at all. This brotherhood was founded 5 of their years before the arrival of the very saintly Ashiata Shirmash on the initiative of 2 terrestrial three-brained beings who had become genuine initiates, according to the principles existing before the Ashiatian epoch. One of these 2 terrestrial beings who had become genuine initiates was named Pandaliro, and the other Sensa Miraniko. You should know, by the way, that in the common presence of both of these genuine terrestrial initiates, their highest being parts had already been coated to the gradation called completion, and that during their further existence, they succeeded in perfecting these highest parts of theirs to the required gradation of sacred objective reason. Thus today, their perfected highest being parts have become worthy to have, and in fact do have, the place of their existence on the holy planet Purgatory. My further exhaustive investigation showed that in all the separate spiritualized parts of the common presence of both of these three-brain beings, Pandaliro and Sensa Miraniko, there arose and was continuously sensed the suspicion, which later became a conviction, that owing to some obviously non-lawful causes, something very undesirable for them had been acquired and was functioning in their general organization, and that, moreover, it was impossible for this very undesirable something to be removed simply by means of the data present within them. They therefore decided to seek out some other beings like themselves who were striving for the same aim so that they could try together to rid themselves of this very undesirable something. They soon found beings corresponding to this aim among the monks dwelling in places called monasteries, of which there were many at that period in the environs of the city of Jul-Fapal. And with these monks, whom they had chosen, they founded the said brotherhood. So after arriving in Jul-Fapal, the very saintly Ashiata Shirmash established relations with the brethren of the Chaftanturi Brotherhood, who were already working on that abnormal functioning of their psyche, which they themselves had observed. And he began to enlighten their reason by means of objectively true ideas and to guide their being impulses in such a way that they could sense these truths without the least participation either of the undesirable factors already abnormally crystallized in their presence or of any new factors that might arise from the results of external perceptions received from the abnormally established forms of ordinary being existence. While thus enlightening the brethren of this Chaftanturi Brotherhood and discussing his conjectures and intentions with them, the very saintly Ashiata Shirmash was occupied with drawing up the rules, or as is also said there, the statutes for for the Brotherhood, which in association with the Brotherhood he had already initiated, he founded in the city of Juofapal, and which was later called the Pijvori Brotherhood, a name signifying only he will be called and become the Son of God who acquires in himself conscience. Later, when everything had been worked out and organized with the participation of these brethren of the former Chaftanturi Brotherhood, the very saintly Ashad Hashemash sent these same brethren to various places and entrusted them, under his general guidance, with the task of spreading the idea that in the subconscious of all men there are crystallized and always present the data manifested from above for engendering in them the divine impulse of genuine conscience, and that only he who acquires the ableness to let the action of these data participate in the functioning of that consciousness in which he passes his everyday existence has, in an objective sense, the honest right to be called and really to be a genuine son of our common Father, creator of all that exists. These brethren preached this objective truth, at first chiefly among the monks of the many monasteries in the environs of Juofapal, and later among the ordinary inhabitants of the city. As a result of their preaching, they first of all selected 35 serious and well-prepared, what are called novices, for this Pijvori Brotherhood that they had founded in the city of Juofapal. Thereafter, the very saintly Ashad Hashemash, while continuing to enlighten the minds of the former brethren of the Chaftanturi Brotherhood, also undertook, with the help of these brethren, to enlighten the reason of those 35 novices. And so it continued for the whole of one of their years, and only after this did certain of the brethren of the former Chaftanturi Brotherhood, as well as certain of the 35 novices, gradually prove worthy to become what are called all rights possessing brethren of this first Pijvori Brotherhood, according to the statutes drawn up by the very saintly Ashad Hashemash. Any one of them could become an all rights possessing brother of the Pijvori Brotherhood only when, in addition to the attainment of certain other also foreseen objective merits, he could bring himself, in the sense of the ableness consciously to direct the functioning of his own psyche, to the state of knowing how to convince to perfection 100 other beings, and to prove to them, first, that the factor for the impulse of objective conscience exists in man, and second, how this impulse must be manifested in order that he may respond to the real sense and aim of his existence. Moreover, so as to convince them that each of these others would acquire in themselves the necessary intensity of ableness to convince in his turn no fewer than 100 others also. It was those who became worthy to be such all rights possessing brethren of the Pijvori Brotherhood who were the first to be given the name of priest. For your better comprehension of the very saintly activities of Ashad Hashemash, you must also know that afterward, when all the results of his saintly labors were destroyed, this word priest, as well as the word initiate, about which I've already told you, was used and continues to be used by your favorites down to the present time, but in two quite different senses. In one sense, the word priest was, and still is commonly used, but only in certain places, for unimportant and separate groups of those professionals existing there whom everybody now calls confessors or clergymen. And in the other sense, the word priest was used, and still is used, to designate those beings who, by their pious existence and by the merits of their deeds performed for the good of those around them, stand out so much from the rank and file of the ordinary three-brained beings there that whenever they remember them, there arises in their presence the process called gratitude. Even during that period, while the very saintly Asher HaShemash was enlightening the reason of the brethren of the former Chaftanturi Brotherhood and of the newly collected 35 novices, there began to spread among the ordinary beings of the city of Julfapal and its environs the true idea that in the common presence of men beings, all the data exist for the manifestation of the divine impulse of conscience, but that this divine impulse does not take part in their general consciousness, and that it takes no part because certain of their manifestations, while bringing them various immediate satisfactions, destined to be paid for later, and numerous material advantages, nevertheless gradually atrophy the data put into their presence by nature for evoking in other beings around them, without distinction of brain systems, the objective impulse of divine love. This true information began to spread, thanks chiefly to the ideally wise foresight of the very saintly Asher HaShemash, which obliged, as I've already told you, each one striving to become an all-rights-possessing brother of the Hikt-Vuri Brotherhood to attain, in addition to many different self-earned merits, the ableness to bring the three separate spiritualized and associating parts of a further 100 three-brained beings there to sense the divine impulse of conscience. When the organization of the first Hikt-Vuri Brotherhood in the city of Julfapal had been more or less regulated and was established in such a way that the further work could be carried on independently, simply under the direction of the reason of the brethren present in the Brotherhood, the very saintly Asher HaShemash himself then set about choosing from among the all-rights-possessing brothers those who had begun consciously by their reason and unconsciously by their feelings to sense this divine impulse in their subconscious, and who were fully convinced that by certain efforts upon themselves, this divine being impulse might become and remain forever an inseparable part of their ordinary consciousness. And those who had sensed and become aware of this divine impulse of conscience, and who were called first degree initiates, he set apart, and he began to enlighten their reason separately concerning objective truths which up till then had been quite unknown to the three-brained beings of that planet. And it was these first-degree initiates whom he had set apart from the others who were the first to be called great initiates. You should note that at that time all the principles of being of the initiated beings there were renewed by the very saintly Asher HaShemash and later came to be called the Ashiatian renewals.